Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Proposal before it was sent to Hamas. I can also confirm that those discussions are continuing.
CBS News contributor Robert Berger says Israel's killing of a Hamas leader may move things forward.
In Israeli circles, Mohammed Sinwar, who was the de facto leader of Hamas after his brother Yahya was assassinated last year, was considered even more radical than Yahya Sinwar and also an obstacle to a hostage deal. So the hope is that now Hamas and everybody's waiting for their response, that they'll agree to this ceasefire.
The White House said today it will fight court rulings banning the president's tariffs. The Treasury Department confirmed today that Chair Jerome Powell met with President Trump. CBS's Natalie Brandt has that.
President Trump told Powell that he thinks he's making a mistake by not cutting interest rates. Powell trying to stress in this meeting that the Fed is independent, not supposed to be subject to that kind of political pressure.
Harvard graduates celebrated commencement today with the threat of a ban on foreign students hanging over the university. A judge today extended an order banning the Trump administration from going through with that. Legal analyst Laurie Levinson.
Foreign students are incredibly important to Harvard as they are to other institutions. So if it turns out that international students cannot get visas to study at Harvard, that will have a dramatic impact on Harvard's enrollment and on its funding.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio threatened yesterday to revoke the visas of Chinese students as U.S.-China relations deteriorate. Ian Ozan in New Orleans has the latest on the search for two remaining jail escapees and an increase in the reward money.
It's $50,000. Per remaining fugitive.
Louisiana State Police Superintendent Robert Hodges says authorities are getting tips that are helping them close in on Antoine Massey and Derek Groves. Crime Stoppers of Greater New Orleans CEO Darlene Cusanza says the reward money is motivating people to call in those tips.
We know that tips from the public plays an incredible role, and we also appreciate that we have the trust coming to Crime Stoppers for those tips. But our work is not done.
Ian Ozan for CBS News, New Orleans.
On Wall Street, investors are still trying to digest the latest trade policy confusion. The Dow currently up 71 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Air Force ended up finding those flares in Lake Michigan. The Coast Guard says all four phosphorus military flares lost in Lake Michigan during a training exercise have now been recovered. They were recently lost off Milwaukee's coast. One device washed ashore in Chicago. A Racine homeowner is warning others after finding her house falsely advertised online as a rent-to-own property. WISN 12 News has the story from Shelley Benning. She says strangers have shown up at her door asking to tour the home, even though she lives there and it's not for rent. Police say because no money changed hands, it's not considered a crime. A Racine County judge has ruled that a 16-year-old accused of fatally shooting his 11-year-old brother will stand trial. The defense for the 16-year-old yesterday argued for reduced charges, but the judge found probable cause. The charge is first-degree reckless homicide. The teen is due back in court June 18th. The play on the pitch and the diamond has moved to the playoffs for some Racine County girls. Check out the RacineCountyEye.com today to read all about high school girls soccer and softball and what teams are looking for a state title. Go deeper on local sports at RacineCountyEye.com. Kenosha's historic Simmons Library turns 125 tomorrow, and the public is invited to celebrate. The afternoon anniversary event features tours, guest speakers, and a look back at the library's legacy. And Racine's Haymarket comes back to the downtown today. It'll be there every other week. There are more details available on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the Red Sox again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have today off before going on the road to play the Phillies tomorrow night. Yesterday, another dramatic win for Milwaukee. 6-5 over the Red Sox. Caleb Durbin with two hits, three runs batted in. A sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th, just enough into center field so Sal Frelick could score the winning run.
Yeah, that's the goal. Try to get it deep enough. I knew their outfielders were playing pretty in. So even a low line drive, you know, hopefully gets the job done, but, you know, can't go wrong with trying to get it, you know, deep in the air.
NFL Packers OTAs wide receiver Jaden Reed asked if it was true his agent Drew Rosenhaus called the Packers after they drafted a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, in the first round.
A lot of people misinterpreted that. Like, I hired a new agent, and we talked about it before even the draft, really, that he said that he was going to talk to the front office and everybody here to, you know, just catch up and make sure everybody's on the same page.
That's Packers receiver Jaden Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or small storms popping up this afternoon into early this evening. Otherwise, tonight, you dry things out and warm things up. Today, temperatures will reach the mid-60s and tomorrow, the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old.
Just a- Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Here we go. Thing number one, bamboo can grow up to 35 inches in a single day, making it one of the fastest growing plants in the world. Thing number two, the average human body has enough fat to produce 7 bars of soap and enough iron to make a small nail. Thing number three, the bowhead whale can live more than 200 years, making it the longest living mammal. And thing number four, the longest train ever recorded was in Australia. It stretched for 4.5 miles. And those are four things you did not know yesterday.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
You think that people would have had enough of silly love songs?
go coming on.
beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. That you've given me, I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and WRJN is turning up the volume as Racine Harborfest rocks the lakefront June 13th and 14th. Going to be 9 killer bands there, including a Foreigner tribute band there that Friday night, June 13th. And Bella Kane will be there on Saturday the 14th. If you want to see the full lineup, go to RacineHarborFest.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Dogs and Cream, where bold hot dog creations and dreamy custard make every bite feel like summer. Whether you're into the classic Chicago dog or something adventurous like mac and cheese dog, a pretzel dog, or a bacon cheese dog, they've got the flavors to satisfy your summer cravings. Delicious. Stock up now. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Oh my God, you guys, Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Racine, get ready. Charlie's Cheesesteaks is opening the first week of June at 4700 Washington Avenue to serve up flavor and opportunity. From sizzling cheesesteaks and that good old summertime lemonade to wash it down, Charlie's favorites are coming to town. They can't do it without you. Now hiring cooks and cashiers who bring the heat and hospitality. Send your resume to charlies2778@gmail.com and join the team. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, joining the neighborhood with great food and great people.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkel, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
The Drifters, This Magic Moment on WRJN. Well, there have been more than 60 members of the Drifters over the years. They're still going strong, but none of the original members remain. So it's kind of like the Ship of Theseus. Are you familiar with this? It's a kind of a thought experiment about whether an object is the same object after having all of its original components replaced over time, typically one after another. So in other words, say you have a boat and all of the components over time of this boat have been replaced. Is it still the same boat? Can you say the same thing about the Drifters? ¶¶ But love the hits. Catch Rick Johnson's Capsule Countdown Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30. It's a fast-paced minute of timeless classics built around a year, a theme, or a topic. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine woman says her home was listed online as a rental without her knowledge, leading strangers to show up at her door looking to move in. WISN 12 News reports Shelley Benning reported the fake listing to police and Facebook, but authorities said that unless money is stolen, it's not a crime. Experts say scammers are posting fake listings at below market prices to lure victims. The Air Force ended up finding those flares in Lake Michigan. The Coast Guard says all four phosphorus military flares lost in Lake Michigan during a training exercise have now been recovered. They were recently lost off Milwaukee's coast. One device washed ashore in Chicago. The Coast Guard had warned the public the armed flares could emit flames and get really hot if disturbed. Tournament play begins today at Erin Hills. The U.S. Women's Open brings the best in women's golf to Wisconsin for the first time. Those heading to the Washington County course can expect special fan zones, junior activities, and photo ops with the championship trophy. The event runs through Sunday. New and expecting parents in Racine County have a new resource. Check out the Racine County Eye to read all about a new free home visitation program.
There's offers of health information, emotional support, and parenting resources, and they can make it easy and come to your home. Go deeper on the story at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers or small storms popping up this afternoon into early this evening. Otherwise, tonight we dry things out and warm things up. Today, temperatures will reach the mid-60s and tomorrow, the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
News and Timeless. Timeless Hits, WRJM. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Here's Robin. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
How many passwords do you think you have?
I forget all of them, actually. I have about three.
Okay. Do you keep them written down somewhere, or how do you keep track of them?
Yeah, I used to keep them written down, and now I change them so often that I forget to put them where I normally put them. I have a password manager, but I'm really not sure how to use it on my phone. I mean, seriously, because you have to have a password to get in there, and then it's like, oh,
I don't,
old passwords.
I don't have a password manager. I don't write them down.
Yeah.
Most of them I can remember, but lately, you have to change them so often now. Lately, I don't remember. So usually when I have to log into a website or something, I have to change the password like every time.
Yes. And I have had to do that, or variations on the ones that I have now. Right. And then I never remember. I'm like, did it have this or did it have that? Sometimes you have to have like an exclamation mark or a question mark. And sometimes you don't. So it's just, you know, my brain is confused, but I get in eventually.
I keep thinking, that's the thing. I keep thinking that I should write them down or something, but then I think, you know, if I have to change my password every time, that's probably the safest way to do it anyway.
Yeah, I know. But then what if you're like somewhere and you know you have that, you know that password, but it's not letting you in. I just think it's, I like having, I know what I love. Sorry. I'm a facial recognition.
Oh, yeah.
That sometimes helps besides having a password. So
there's a guy by the name of Fernando Curbato, and
that's a cool name, Fernando.
Yeah, he's apparently the computer scientist who is often credited with inventing the computer password more than 60 years ago, and he apparently kept all of his written down. He typed them up.
Of course he did, on his IBM computer, or he typed them on his little typewriter.
Yep, his select type, All right, there's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time on WRJM.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying.
Believe me, baby. I know it, baby. You know it too. see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We're a little over an hour away, I guess, from the WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion. Coming up after the 5 p.m. news, it's three great songs from one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1970. We'll sprinkle in some newsworthy notes from 1970, some pop culture references from 1970. It's all coming up just after 5 on WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777, or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The weather's heating up, and so is the flavor at Ferraro's. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, comfort food at its finest. Ferraro's has a fiesta for your table with the taco pizza. It's a hearty refried bean base, seasoned ground beef, and a zesty three cheese blend, topped with fresh lettuce and tomato and drizzles of sour cream and mild taco sauce. It's a fresh, flavorful twist on a fan favorite. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
WRJN. I said she put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Ronnie, help me get her out of my heart.
WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. A guy shared this online. He says, I'm having my doubts about my new marriage. Maybe I'm overreacting? What did he have a problem with? We'll tell you coming up after the news at 4 on WRJN.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before. It's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. An appeals court has just temporarily stayed a lower court's decision yesterday, blocking some of President Trump's tariffs. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the White House will continue the legal battles as long as it takes.
But ultimately, the Supreme Court must put an end to this for the sake of our Constitution and our country.
President Trump met at the White House today with Fed Chair Jerome Powell. CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand says the Treasury Department confirmed the meeting.
Chair Powell met with the president to talk about economic developments, and they note at the end of this statement that Chair Powell said that he and his colleagues at the Fed will set monetary policy as required by law based solely on careful, objective, and non-political analysis. That's given all of the pressure that we've seen President Trump try to exert towards the Fed on social media in public statements.
The White House says Trump told Powell he was making a mistake not cutting interest rates. There's another plan on the table for a ceasefire in Gaza. Linda Kenyon reports from the White House.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Israel has signed off on a 60-day ceasefire deal in Gaza.
Special Envoy Witkoff and the president submitted a ceasefire proposal to Hamas that Israel backed and supported.